Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a funny story about LEDs. I'll just get my car into gear. LEDs, light emitting diodes. Now, fundamentally, I'd love to go into the quantum mechanics of these guys and how you've got a crystal structure, and the crystal structure can reflect electron waves, wave functions, and create something known as band gap. And essentially, if you can draw electrons out from underneath the band gap and then inject electrons above the band gaps, they can. The only way the electrons can actually go is change shape, and when they change shape, they emit light. Now, this band gap originally was infrared, and through red, and they got to green coloured LEDs. But in 1988 or 1990, I was told that there would be no such thing as a blue LED. It's impossible. The people in my laboratory had attempted to make a blue LED out of a semiconductor, zinc sulfide, and look, it just was impossible. And that, rest assured that you will, towards the end of your life, someone somewhere will tell you about a blue LED. So don't worry about it. I can't do it. We can't make a LED. So a light-emitting diode is basically a crystal with a symmetry electron reflectivity such that when electrons are pulled through it, they change their shape, they emit light, they're a dipole antenna and produces light. And so I was told there would be no such thing as a blue LED. So years passed, I went to laser physics, I built lasers, UV lasers at these beautiful dinosaur lasers, gas lasers in Toronto and stuff like that. I came back, I had children, I took the children to a Christmas pageant. And I was sitting there, this is a born-again religious Christmas pageant. They had the real, you know, sermon there and carols and nativity play and rock bands and camels, as much as Christmas as you could make it. And this little girl ran past me, holding a wand, and in the middle of the wand was a flashing blue LED. And I got out and I shouted, "I've seen it! I've seen..." Basically, I said the blue LED, but the light it was heard as. And they thought that I had seen I'd been converted. That I said, "Look, it's absolutely incredible. I never believed, but now I believe." And of course, all this in this Christian setting was interpreted as me believing in God. But no, it was actually just seeing for the first time a blue LED. And I basically was so shocked by this. This is like someone saying, "Look, we can suddenly sequence the entire human genome," or "Look, we can do this." If you are a scientist, it does make you pause for a short time. You almost just can't believe that there's so much scientific progress happening. There's this whirl of emotion, this born-again feeling rushes through your body. And, of course, for all the Christian preaching, they thought they had suddenly said something for a known atheist. I wasn't necessarily a known atheist, but I wasn't. I was one of those annoying people who don't come out and say that you're an atheist, but you can believe whatever you want, truly whatever rocks your boat. You can believe in gnomes, fairies, homeopathic medicine. Look, I think you're dreadful. I think you will kill people doing this, but I've accepted there's nothing I can do. I'm sort of that sort of standoff person. So to have someone like this in this setting suddenly burst out, you know, saying, "I can believe," it's the most fantastic thing. Now, it's only after years and years of working quantum physics and stuff like that I've understood the symmetries and the symmetry block, the symmetry ceiling, and the need to make such a perfect, highly strained, highly reflective material with essentially a very large band gap in it. And so it's not necessarily the strength of the band gap is a symmetry thing. It is to do with the basic electron reflectivity. And so if you've got something which is very powerfully electron reflective sitting in the middle of your band, it will tend to push. It doesn't, there's a gap, but it's actually a separation. It tends to push things out. Now that looks like my son's car. Wouldn't that be fantastic if he's suddenly here and arrived? Okay, so that's, that will be the most exciting thing yet. Okay, so that's going to be absolutely rip-snorting fantastic. Oh, that's great. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. I'm back home. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.